Well, it's Groundhog Day. Again? And that must mean that we're up here at Gobbler's Knob, waiting for the forecast from the world's most famous groundhog weatherman, Punxsutawney Phil, who's just about to tell us how much more winter we can expect.
This is the theme to Penrod Show. The theme to Penrod Show. Penrod called me up and asked if I could write his theme song. I'm almost halfway finished. How do you like it so far? How do you like the theme to Penrod Show? This is the theme to Penrod Show. The opening theme to Penrod Show. This is the music that you hear when all systems are a go. We're almost to the part of where I start,
start to whistle.
Then we'll hear the Penrod
I like the whistling
show.
Part the best.
This is the theme to Penrod's radio show.
Hey, welcome to the program. That's me, Penrod. Hey, happy Groundhog Day. As always, the hotline to happiness is open, 888-PENROD-1, 888-736-7631. Now, Munch is here with me. Now, Paul is out on the road. He's going to Punxsutawney. We're going to find out what's going on at Gobbler's Knob this morning. And, well, how much more winter we're going to get. How much more you expect, Munch?
So March 21st is the spring solstice, and then maybe another week of like...
All right. Well, we'll see what Paul's got to say. He is out there. But a lot of people still working from home, and I mean, it would be nice to be able to have that luxury. But a lot of people that are working from home, if you've noticed, there's a lot of new trends in clothing now. People are embracing the... quote, sweatpants. I don't know if you heard about this much or not, but Levi's has got sweatpants out now.
Well, they got to do something. Yeah.
They launched their first ever line of sweatpants this past year, and now they sold so well, they're planning an even bigger collection to come out later on this year in sweatpants. Mm-hmm. And you know what they say about sweatpants, right?
You know the message you're sending out to the world with these sweatpants? You're telling the world... I give up. I can't compete in normal society. I'm miserable, so I might as well be comfortable.
That's right. I mean, if you're going to work from home, you might as well be comfortable, right? This one goes out for all these sweatpants wearers out there. Whether you're working from home or whatever the case may be, we know how lazy you are.
Sweatpants. Leave off your shoes and your bra, too.
I didn't wear my bra. Hey, more stuff coming up for you. We got the Rock Report, and you're not going to believe my kid thinks I'm an idiot. That coming up later on as well, right here on the Penrod Show.
Penrod Radio.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Munch is hanging out with me. So there's a CD out, Munch, and we are both dads. Now, you're familiar with that's what I call music? Discs?
Mm-hmm.
They were popular for a while. Yeah, I think they're on like number 137 right now. That's what I call music. But they have a new one out just for you. Just for you, Munch.
Just me?
Well, and me
just
too.
Me?
Actually, anybody who's the dad will like this. It's That's What I Call Dad Rock. I'm looking at the list, and I have to be honest with you. I'm a little upset with it. You heard the bad karaoke version of We Will Rock You. That's number one on the list for dad rock songs that's on this CD. We Will Rock You, followed by the Rolling Stones. Now, let me run through some of these. You just say yay or nay if you think it's warranted being on the dad rock disc. We Will Rock You. Start Me Up, Stones.
All right.
You Two, With or Without You.
Absolutely not.
No, I didn't think so either. Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
That's chick rock. That's not man rock.
No. Actually, Bon Jovi didn't even think that was going to be a hit when they put it out. Thought it was going to flop. The Killers, Mr. Brightside.
Love it.
That's a good tune. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama.
Overplayed.
I would say, yeah, it's overplayed, but it's still a good, it's a dad rock song, right? I mean, I think it fits.
Oh, you go to a bar and a band is playing. Yeah, if a band is playing that song, it's in. It's good, yeah.
Boston, More Than a Feeling. And you're a musician too, unlike me. You can actually play an instrument. I mean, you only play the drums, so it's not like it's a real instrument.
Yeah.
But Blue Oyster Cult, Don't Fear the Reapers on the list. Decent, right? Here's the ones that were on the list of that's what they call dad rock that I completely disagree with. Real quick, The Jam, Town Called Malice, Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me, The Fray, How to Save a Life, Avril Lavigne, Complicated. That is all garbage. Now, I know a lot of people don't like them, but Nickelback made the list, Rockstar, for good songs that I would say. I think Nickelback's a good song, especially, you know, when you've crossed over into the sea shanty side of music, you have made it.
We all just want to be big rock stars, living hilltop houses, driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We all stay skinny because we just won't eat and we'll hang out in the cool.
I love it. I love it. Little sea shanty.
I like the vocals.
Yeah. Coming up, news of the world with Munch and more right here on the Penrod Show. Stick around. It's not local news. It's news of the world. And what's going on, Munch?
Well, you got $10,000. $10,000 found and returned because of a good Samaritan. This happened in Taiwan, though, where $10,000, I think, is like $5.60 American.
No.
Anyway, first of all.
It's opposite. It's like $5 million.
Oh. Anyway, it was in the garbage. Garbage man finds it, gives it back. But you live in Taiwan. I would, you know, take the gift and run, buddy.
No kidding. I mean, yeah. You know how much, never mind, what you could buy with that in Taiwan? I know people that go to Taiwan for certain things, but we're not going to discuss that here. What else is going on?
A 12-year-old Lego enthusiast in Kentucky broke a Guinness World Record because he built a Millennium Falcon micro fighter kit in under 2 minutes.
Oh, man. That's, you know what? I'm so jealous of that kid. I'm so jealous of that kid because I always wanted the Lego Millennium Falcon. Did I ever get it?
It's a micro kit.
But it's a Lego thing. I wanted it. I didn't get any of that stuff. Granted, they weren't out when I was a kid, so.
No.
Yeah. I had Constructs. That's what I played with. What else is going on? You don't even know what that is, do you?
No, I don't. I'm older than you. A pair of stubborn goats battled one another in Lorena, Texas. Not really big news. What makes it big news and viral is that the owner of the goats decided that, well, I don't want them to hurt each other. So they put pool noodles on their horns so as to let them fight.
They put pool noodles on their horns so they could fight. That's actually a really brilliant idea if you think about it. That's using the goats. That's big brain stuff right there, man. That's big brain stuff.
I do not want to be the goat with the pool noodle. Go imagine that they go to the goat yard and they're all like, "You had pool noodles, you sissy. You're such a girl."
I don't think that's what's happening in the pen. That's not
There you go. That's news of the world.
Oh, that's the news. Pool noodles is the news. For today's News of the World, coming up, we've got your daily dad joke. You got a good one today, Munch. Got a lot of response. So. Everybody liked yesterday's. They thought that was hilarious. Plus, we've got a softer story side. 110-year-old woman. Oh, she's got pipes like an angel. Stick around that and more on the Penrod Show next. Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Munch hanging out with me. We got Munch's dad joke coming up here in just a minute. Now, Paul, we sent Paul out on location. I know. I'm sorry, Munch. I figured he's the easiest to send. Paul is on his way to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Find out what's going on.
So this works out. Yeah.
What's going on with the groundhog? So we'll see what happens. But before we get to the dad joke, I found this cool story and I wanted to share it because it's heartwarming. 110-year-old great grandmother. She has got TikTok fame on her hands now. Over 100,000 people have seen her video. Her name is Amy Hawkins. Aww. Her great-grandson named Sasha Freeman. Her great-grandson, that's what it says.
Ooh, okay.
His name is Sasha, which is okay. He can be whatever he'd like. Uploaded this video of his grandmother celebrating her 110th birthday by singing. Here's grandmother singing, which is beautiful.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Farewell, Piccadilly.
I'm sure it was.
Farewell, Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my heart lies there.
Isn't that just wonderful?
Yeah, it's 110 years old. Someday. Yeah.
What?
Oh, I'm just saying it's not all that's going to lie there someday.
Oh, come on, dude. That's not even nice, man. Come on.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? He's sporting his white crew socks and sandals.
Even your infantile jokes seem charming and witty this morning.
Time for the Daily Dad Joke.
Spew them out.
On Penrod Radio.
All right, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, it's really not much of a joke. I mean, this happened. I was in line at the bank yesterday, right? And this older lady asked the teller, hey, can you check my balance?
Okay, and?
Well, I said, don't worry, I got this. I pushed her.
Oh, no, you didn't. What the? That's bad. That's bad. Coming up, oh, geez, I don't even know. That's terrible, dude. That's just terrible. And so are what some parents are doing. Maybe that's up to you. That and more coming up on the Penrod Show next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Now, Munch, I don't know if this topic is, well, I suppose it could be considered a little controversial. But it struck me as different because it's not something that I'm familiar with. So I thought, let's throw it out there. Let's see what this is all about. And I guess that's the question. Are you a boy or a girl? Parents are raising babies. Kids decide. Not babies, but babies. They're making them gender neutral, I guess, at this point. And there's a story about these twins and how the parents dress the twins. And they're letting the twins decide if they're a boy or a girl.
Okay.
Which, in my opinion, that is a decision that I think is a little out there for a child to choose. Because I wanted to cross the street at 12 years old on my bicycle, but I was not allowed to do that. My parents chose that. And to me, that decision is a lot easier decision than choosing what gender I am.
I think that, you know, kids these days are getting a lot more leeway than me and you got. I mean, the lights came on, the street lights came on. I better be home.
That's right. And that was a decision they made for you.
Yeah.
For your safety. Now, these parents are letting their children decide what gender they want to go with. But I don't think the child should be able to make that decision at 5, 6, 7, 8. Who do we appreciate? I mean, these twins are youngsters. I mean, they're not 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, where I think at that point even you may have the ability to make that choice for yourself.
I don't know. It's a weird thing to get into, but you can't say on the birth certificate you had a thing.
I guess the one good thing about this, to be honest with you, we don't have to go to any gender reveal parties anymore. No. I mean, that's the best. Who wants to go to those? We wanted to see no more videos online. Nothing. I love it. More music coming up for you. Plus, the web watch. I found a cool website. And Sports with Paul from Punxsutawney. Coming up in just a minute. Stick tight.
According to this German tradition...
Hey, you know, I'm being stalked by a Nazi.
The groundhog wakes up from hibernation.
Please tell me she didn't sleep in your bed.
If it's a sunny day...
Well, what if there is no tomorrow?
He won't have a shadow.
Do you ever have deja vu, Mrs. Lancaster?
So he stays out to enjoy 6 weeks of mild, springy weather.
I do not believe that this dilemma will be solved by partying.
All right, we're about to find out. Are we going to have 6 more weeks of winter? Our sports guy and roving reporter... Paul Johnson in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. How's it going, Paul?
Did you send me to the right place?
Yeah, at Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. That's where they do Groundhog Day every year.
What I put on the map, but there's nobody here.
What do you mean there's nobody? Well, maybe you're... What? Maybe you're early.
There's nobody here.
How is there nobody there? This is like the biggest day of Punxsutawney's history. Everybody goes to Punxsutawney on Groundhog Day to find out if the prognosticator of prognosticators is going to tell us if we're having more winter or not. Munch?
It's really the only thing Pennsylvania has going for it.
This is true.
Pretty much.
So you're
but
there.
There's nobody here. So did you tell me the wrong time? It's the right day, isn't it?
Hold on. Yes, today is Groundhog Day. It's February 2nd. Hold on.
I don't know. I've been in a car for 10 hours.
I'm sorry. I'm Googling in here now. Let me see here. All right. So I got, okay, I'm at groundhog.org, which is everybody the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club. That's who puts this website on. And, uh-oh. Oh, that's not
what? Good.
What?
Due to the pandemic, Groundhog Day is virtual this year.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't look that up before?
No, I didn't. I didn't think we would need to. I thought it's something. I didn't think the pandemic would stop a groundhog from coming out. They can't catch COVID. Why would that make a difference? So
you've got to be kidding me.
No.
I slept at a rest stop in Bridgeview. What the heck? I don't even know what town it was.
Oh,
Bridgeview,
no.
Pennsylvania.
Oh. Yeah, we had to sign up online if we wanted to watch it on Zoom.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, not kidding you at all.
You live, you learn.
Dude.
I'm so sorry, man. We should have looked this up beforehand.
We don't even have a travel budget, and it's already ruined. What did you do?
Well, all right. Well, I tell you what. Why don't you hook up a sports report for us and gather your stuff together there in Punxsutawney, and we'll actually do a real sports this since this one was kind of an epic fail.
Yeah, it was.
We'll be back on the Penrod Show next.
Penrod Radio.
Welcome back to the program. My name is Penrod. We got Munch hanging out. We just heard from Paul. We really didn't get any sports, unfortunately, because he's in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania for Groundhog Day. And it didn't go as planned, I guess.
Or did it?
I feel bad. We sent him out there, and it's a virtual thing this year.
Cool. Ooh. Weird.
Just weird.
And wired.
Plug in.
It's time for the Web Watch on the Penrod Show.
I found this really cool website, Munch. I got to share with you and everybody else. Because if you need to know anything, this is the place to go. It's called lifehacker.com. Oh. And I'm all about making things easy. You know that.
Yeah.
First thing I see on here is how to clean the inside of your windshield. Of course, we all think, well, just get a rag and wipe it down. It goes into great detail on how to do that. Plus, how to buy a high quality mask. And that's a big debate right now. I don't know if you agree with that. I got to be honest with you. I don't.
Take his mask and shove.
But that's just me. Also on this website, how to sync iCloud passwords with Chrome and Edge. Like that's like I've introduced you to the cloud stuff. I mean, you didn't know a whole lot before this. And it's very useful. Lifehacker.com, that's the website I'm talking about right now. Trying to make your life easier. There's things on here like how to cook the perfect sweet potato. Why do you add baking soda to your ground meat? I didn't know that. Somebody who cooks a lot might want to know that. Also, this Robinhood app where people are making money. There's a little bit about that on there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So if you want to check this out, again, you need to go to lifehacker.com. That's the website. Lots of cool stuff on there. Heck, it'll teach you how to play chess and maybe win. But, I'm terrible at chess. Just absolutely horrible. So that's our web watch for today. Head on over there, lifehacker.com.
I got the directions off the internet.
Coming up, my kid, Munch, thinks I'm an idiot.
That's two of us.
I mean, I think all kids think their parents are idiot, but I want to expand. That's coming up next on the Penrod Show.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod, the hotline to happiness. It's always open, 888-PENROD-1. 888-736-7631. Don't forget, you can follow us on social. It's at Penrod Radio. What's yours? Munch on air?
Munch on
Facebook?
Air.
Munch
on Twitter? On the whole nine yards. Everything's Munch on air at Munch on air. Yep.
Munch, my kid thinks I'm an idiot. Wow. That's all. You're just going to laugh at me. So here's the deal. So I'm divorced, if you don't know. I mean, you know.
Well,
so my son lives with me 1 week and then lives with his mother the next week. So it's just me and him here.
Yeah.
And I have noticed the weeks he's here, things are, of course, different. You know what I mean? But the last thing I noticed was that in the bathroom on the shower wall was a booger. I didn't put the booger there. So he put the booger there. That would be the only obvious thing, right? If I didn't put the booger there, he put the booger there. So I go to my 18-year-old son, and I said, son, I would appreciate it if you don't wipe boogers on the bathroom wall. You know what he says to me?
Huh?
I didn't do it. I'm like, BS, you didn't do it. Do you think I did it? How did the booger get in the wall? You took a shower, I took a shower. No boogers came out of my nose onto the wall. Therefore, you put the booger on the wall. I don't do that. That's gross, Dad. That's what he says. I don't do that. That's gross.
I mean, does he know what a farmer's blow is?
I don't think he does. Maybe I missed out as a father and didn't teach him a farmer blow. But the point is here, Munch, he thinks I'm an idiot that I don't believe. There must be a ghost in my house. There must be a ghost in my house that just wipes boogers on bathroom walls. So my kid thinks I'm an absolute idiot because, oh, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. Not at all. Why would I do that? That's gross, Dad.
I do think that you're an idiot at times.
Thank you.
I'm going to side with you in this regard. I'm going to side with you and say that, that kid's crazy.
Hey, buddy, you got a booger.
Well, you know
he's not an idiot,
back,
though, because that's your kid. Yeah.
You know how I got him back, though?
No.
I use his razor to wipe him off the walls. Hey, more fun coming up. And we got the Rock Report next on the Penrod Show.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Hey, you got it. Good morning. Welcome to the Penrod Program. My name is Penrod Munch, hanging out with me. Paul is on his, he's in Punxsutawney right now. We're going to check in with him in a little bit for some sports. If he still wants to talk to us after our debacle this morning. So they did some science. Science come up with the most annoying sounds, according to people. Of course, when they do science, they just go ask people, what do you think is the most annoying sound? What sound bothers you? Is there a sound that really bothers you and you would rather not hear? So they go around and ask a bunch of people this. And then they get, here's what's crazy about this. They get grants to do this stuff. We need to come up with a dumb idea, Munch, and get a grant to go do this.
I got all kinds of dumb ideas. I mean, my whole life is a dumb idea.
This is true. So they come up and they've got it narrowed down to three sounds that are the most annoying to people. Two of them on there, yeah, they're pretty annoying.
Not a bother to you?
No. But the third one, I think everybody can say, ooh, they don't like that sound. That's nails on the chalkboard. Chalk, just like, you know, when your teacher just kind of... I guess here's the thing, though. A lot of kids don't experience this anymore because they use whiteboards and smart boards now. So they'll never understand that feeling.
That's true.
We go down the list of other things that people find annoying, aside from this show. A construction drill. I mean, see, that one doesn't do anything to me. I mean, it's just a drill.
Bothered.
I mean,
yeah.
Some people have to deal with that every day of their life, and it is what it is. It's just a construction drill. So
it's work.
It's called work. Yeah. That's what it is.
It's called work.
But the number one thing on the list, and no, Munch, it's not your wife, it is the sound of somebody puking. Yeah, I don't even want to let that go, because actually, people don't like that. I mean, it's one of those things where some people will puke when they hear somebody else puke.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, I get the gids happening to somebody else, it doesn't bother me. Go ahead. What's, you know, how do you feel about it?
Heartless bastard. I get the giddies when someone's puking because I know they overindulged.
Your fault, nice. Not mine.
What sound annoys you? Let us know. 888-PENROD-1. It's 888-736-7631. Coming up, news of the world and more right here on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Thanks for stopping by. We got sports coming up with Paul in a little bit, and there was a big death in the news yesterday. Not sure if you heard that. I don't think it's part of Munch's News of the World section, but maybe. No, it's not going to be. I promise you it's not. It's not going to be.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
it's time for News of the World.
You hear me?
With Munch.
5, 4.
On the Penrod Show.
People talk loud when they want to act smart, right?
Correct!
I think she's we should happy. Edit that. Because it always looks like you're going to start talking when she says, on the Penrod Show. And then there's that little thing after it. And then it looks like you're jumping to start talking.
Well, I think the funny thing is, and people can hear it, News of the World! With Munch. it's just so different in terms of her. You know, she's excited about News of the World, but, oh, by the way, it comes with Munch. You know? she could be more enthusiastic about being with Munch.
Well, what's going on in news, Munch? Let's make it more enthusiastic on your end. Maybe she'll be more enthusiastic when she does it next time.
Well, a woman is very enthusiastic when things can, like, go for a little while, right? Well, the most recent DIY hack to capture people's attention is by a man who, when painting a room, can actually do it in less than 30 seconds. It's out there on the interweb.
Impossible.
Well, I don't know that it isn't or is, but it's the only time a man can be proud of finishing something in less than 30 seconds.
All right, what else you got?
All of a sudden, things kind of come in waves, right? Egg cracking, how to crack an egg cleanly, efficiently over a frying pan. There's a
here's
bunch of videos
here's how
out
to crack
there.
An egg.
Apparently, if you drop an egg into a pan, it cracks perfectly.
Wow.
I guess it does. It's on the internet, so it's got to be real, right?
And it takes less than 30 seconds.
That's true. That's true. Hey, coming up, we got a daily dad joke with Munch, and you're not going to believe the names of these kids this teacher is sharing with everybody. It's going to blow your mind. That and more coming up on the Penrod Show next. Welcome back to the program. My name is Penrod, hanging out with Munch, Paul. We're going to get sports coming up here in just a couple minutes. It's Groundhog Day, and our Groundhog Day exhibition, or that's not the word. What's the word I'm looking for? Excursion. Yeah, it didn't go so well. Yeah, so. Coming up, we got the Daily Dad joke here in just a minute, but I wanted to share this with you because I thought this was a riot. This teacher. Now, there's a lot of kids out there with weird names. I mean, my son has a weird name, I guess. It's Rain.
I like it, though.
It's very unique. That's what I wanted. I wanted to give my kid a unique name. Yeah, and there's a lot of unique names out there. But there's none that I have heard are more unique than this.
Orangelo and Yellowjello, both spelled out orange jello and yellow jello. And then the next one was a little girl. Her name was spelled out HIJKMNO. And her name was No L.
No way.
No L.
Right, no L. So it's HIJKMN.
I mean, what kind of parents do they have when they come up with something like that? I mean, that's terrible.
That's kind of genius,
terrible.
Actually. It's genius. Your name's sure, Noel, so we spell HIJKMNO.
What's your genius. Name, little girl? How'd you go to her? Noel. Well, that doesn't make any sense.
It's the most honest spelling of a name ever.
I think, I'll be honest, I think any parent who does that to their child needs to be jailed. That's just not right. Not at all. I feel so bad for those kids that have to deal with that. Because, listen, they're going to get ridiculed the rest of their life. Because this world is horrible. This world is cruel. This world is mean. And their parents are setting them up like a football getting ready to go through a field goal.
It's time for the Daily Dad Joke.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. On
Penrod Radio. What do you got?
Hey, bud, I was in line at the bank yesterday, and check this out. So there's this older lady, and she asked the teller, hey, can you check my balance?
Okay, well, that's a normal question. What did you do? Did you do something?
I said, I got this lady, and I pushed her.
Oh, my God. I don't think that was a good idea. Not at all. Hey, guess who died? I'll tell you in a minute on the Penrod Show. When I wake up in the morning and the longest out of water. I love this show. It's all right. Saved by the Bell. I mean, it was part of my childhood. My late childhood, I will say. I mean, there's a redo of it right now, like another one. And you'll notice that there's somebody absent from the new Saved by the Bell that's out there right now. And now, I mean, there's reason for this person to be absent.
No, actually, you've helped me. You've made me realize that there are a million fish in the sea, and I'm just a worm to attract them. Just paint me blue and call me a Smurf. Which means, let's hula down! Which means, thanks for being slime balls.
All I see is a big zit.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's my first.
You know, that is Munch.
I can't remember his name from the show because I'm a little older than you, and I did not watch it.
I'm 47, and I watched Saved by the Bell. You're only, what, 2 years older? 3 years older than me, and you didn't watch Saved by the Bell?
I didn't watch it.
That's Dustin Diamond. That was Screech.
Oh, that was his name, yeah.
Sad story, I guess, honestly, because just 3 weeks ago it came out that... he had cancer, like stage 4 cancer. And it was a cancer that I can't even pronounce. That's how bad it is. But yeah, he's gone. Dead.
Yeah,
and I got to be honest with you. It doesn't really break my heart.
No.
I know that sounds bad. I had a chance to interview Dustin Diamond once because he was out doing stand-up at one point.
47 weeks out of the year, I'm on the road. And November will be 18 years just doing stand-up. I've been to 13 countries. And Texas is the only place... in the entire world I've been, where you could come out on stage and talk to a room full of strangers about the first 30 seconds of meeting them, and everyone's reaction is the same. Gross.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's not funny. He wasn't funny. I had him on my show before, and the first thing he did was say, where's your prize closet? You got any cool stuff I can have? And then he said, all right, I don't want to talk about Saved by the Bell. I'm here to do stand-up.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You know, don't just kick what got you there, buddy. Yeah, no, yeah, I've heard that he's a jerk, yeah, or he was.
Yeah, he was. I guess past tense, that's right. He was a jerk, so. Coming up, sports with Fatty, and what did we learn today? He doesn't like when I call him Fatty, but he's not here. That and more on the Penrod Show. Welcome back to the program. It's the Penrod Show. That's me. I'm Penrod. You can follow me on the social. At Penrod Radio, or the hotline to happiness, always open, 888-PENROD-1. Munch is here. Before we get to sports with Paul, do you think he's super mad at us, Munch?
I mean, is he going to quit because of it? So who cares?
I mean, we sent Paul to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, for Groundhog Day, and they canceled it. It was virtually. So he was a little hot when we hung up the phone with him last time.
It was a mistake.
Okay. All right. Let's get into sports here. Here
we go. Live from the Penrod Sports Porta Potty, it's a big Johnson, Paul Johnson, with a sports update.
How you doing, Paul? Hey, buddy.
I'd like Tom Brady throwing shade, like, right when he gets to Tampa, or while he's in Tampa. That's where they play. But you know what I mean. When they're at media day, and apparently, you know, nobody's there for the media day. It's all virtual, and he couldn't see any of the reporters. And he said, wow, this is a lot different
than the other nine times I was in the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's so,
thanks for letting us know. We know you've been there 10 times, Tom. You don't have to.
That's pretty good.
The other nine
part.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right. And, you know, all these players are going to want to look real nice and clean for the Super Bowl. I mean, it's their big moment, the big close-up. Tyreek Hill from the Chiefs taking no chances. He had all of his barbers get COVID tested before he went in to get cleaned up before he left for Tampa. So good job by Tyreek to make sure he's looking nice and clean for the Super Bowl.
How many barbers does he need? He's only got one head.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I don't know, man. Maybe he's got a beard guy. I don't know.
Hey, he's kind of
I don't. I don't live in that tax bracket.
No,
so, I don't know.
I don't think any of us live in that tax bracket, Paul.
No, my tax bracket involves me doing it myself. Yes, I understand that.
Hey, I got good news for you. Well, let me.
Oh,
I'm sorry to cut you off. I got good news for you.
No.
I know you're a huge sports fan. That's why you're our sports guy, and we got a treat for you. You're going down.
Right.
To Tampa.
What?
Yep. We're sending
you.
Nope. As soon as we're done here today, I mean,
when's my flight leave?
Well, that's another thing.
Let's just say good luck with the nor'easter, buddy. You got snow tires?
You got to hop. You got to take off.
What are you talking about?
No, you are going to go report from the Super Bowl for the Penrod Show. How awesome is that, buddy? That is, I mean, that's got to be a highlight for you.
Well, I'm gathering you're going to make me drive to this then?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to drive down there. And you're
it's 17 hours away.
Well, I'm just telling you, you better get humping. More news coming up for you and more on the Penrod Show next.
The Penrod Radio Show.
Welcome back to the program. That's me, Penrod. Munch hanging out with me. Paul, I think he's kind of excited. Don't you think he's a little bit excited, Munch, that he gets to go down to Tampa for the big game this weekend?
I mean, it's a tale of two halves. He's really excited to go, but he's going to drive there. So he's in Pennsylvania.
Well, going from Pennsylvania to Florida, but he gets to go to for the big game that's happening this weekend.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. There's rules. If you hear people say the big game on the radio, it's because there's like stupid rules, because that word that it's actually called, the name of the big event, is trademarked, right?
Yeah, bowl of superness.
Yeah, so we can't technically say it as it's said. So I'm sure people hear it, and I had heard it before. I'm like, why do they keep saying the big game? And we all know it's the, you know, Super Cheerio Bowl or something like that.
How about the Supper Bowl?
The Supper Bowl. Yeah. So I think we're all right saying the Supper Bowl.
The Supper Bowl.
Paul's on his way to the Supper Bowl. So he's going to be doing sports from us all week from down there. But as we end the program today, I like to think every day we're learning something. Whether you're learning something or Munch is learning something or Paul is or I am. I hope everybody's learning something. What did you learn today, Munch?
That Paul is gullible.
Thank God he's not here. He'd reach across and punch you.
Well, just answer me this. Riddle me this, Batman.
What
kind of sports guy is excited about going to see a groundhog? And he goes there with fervor and excitement. And then, yes, it ended badly because no one was there. But still, why would you agree to drive there with a nor'easter guy?
You know what? He's doing it for the show. It's all about the show. And that's the kind of attitude I want as part of the show. If I ask you to go to Punxsutawney, you might complain, but you're still going to go to Punxsutawney. Mm-hmm. What did I learn today? I learned the term thabies. I'd never heard the term thabies. I've heard of rabies. I've heard of herpes. Trust me, I know all about that one. But thabies was a different thing. That's what I learned today. What will we learn tomorrow? Stick around. Same time, same location. Right here on the Penrod Show.